are not of the sort that might arise from some very subtle gravitational effect. The astrologers do not claim merely that a certain configuration of planets affects life here on Earth, but that these effects differ from each person according to the date and hour of his birth. In fact, I do not think that most people who believe in astrology imagine that it works the way it does because of gravitation or any other agency within the scope of physics. I think they believe that astrology is an autonomous science, with its own fundamental laws, not to be explained in terms of physics or anything else. One of the great services provided by the discovery of the pattern of scientific explanation is to show us that there are no such autonomous sciences. But still, should we not test astrology and telekinesis and the rest to make sure that there is nothing to them?
I have nothing against anyone testing anything they want to, but I do want to explain why I would not bother to do so myself and would not recommend the task to anyone else.
At any one moment, one is presented with a wide variety of innovative ideas that might be followed up, not only astrology and such, but many ideas much closer to the mainstream of science and others that are squarely within the scope of modern scientific research. It does no good to say that all these ideas must be thoroughly tested. There is simply no time. I receive in the mail every week about 50 preprints of articles on elementary particle physics and astrophysics, along with a few articles and letters on all sorts of would-be science. Even if I dropped everything else in my life, I could not begin to give all of these ideas a fair hearing. So what am I to do? Not only scientists, but everyone else faces a similar problem. For all of us, there is simply no alternative to making a judgment as well as we can that some of these ideas, perhaps most of them, are not worth pursuing. And our greatest aid in making this judgment is our understanding of the pattern of scientific explanation. When the Spanish settlers in Mexico began in the 16th century to push northward into the country known as Texas, they were led on by rumors of cities of gold, the seven cities of Cibola. At the time, that was not so unreasonable. Few Europeans had been to Texas, and for all anyone knew, it might contain any number of wonders. But suppose that someone today reported evidence that there are seven golden cities somewhere in modern Texas. Would you open-mindedly recommend mounting an expedition to search every corner of the state between the Red River and the Rio Grande to look for these cities? I think you would make the judgment that we already know so much about Texas, so much of it has been explored and settled, that it is simply not worthwhile to look for mysterious golden cities. In the same way, our discovery of the connected and convergent pattern of scientific explanations has done the very great service of teaching us that there is no room in nature for astrology or telekinesis or creationism or other superstitions.